There are two entire chapters in the Bible that deal with immorality, both written by someone with considerable expertise in the area. Solomon has the dubious distinction of having married 700 women and keeping another 300 as concubines, similar to wives but of a lower status. He who for a significant period of his life showed zero moral restraint wrote Proverbs 5 and 7. And in Proverbs 5, 3 and 4 said, "For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword." Of course, he's not giving a free pass to immoral men, not by any stretch. His point is, there are times you say no when you choose not to be governed by impulses or feelings. Not every desire has to be indulged. That moment of madness is never worth it. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.